There is no gray.
You are in denial.
Just black and white.
Pain doesn't last forever. That's what pills are for and booze.
Get ready to leave the bullshit at the door.
I am gay. I'm a lesbian. I'm a homosexual gay lesbian.
This is the truth.
The whistle's got woo!
This is Dannyland.
Okay, hello there. How are you? It is me. Who is me? Well, I'm Danny Trekolinski. I am your host. Welcome to Dannyland. We come to you from an undisclosed location in West Palm Beach. I must apologize to you, the podcast listener, because I've been busy putting together. It's going to be great. I got a new microphone in. I got new computers in. We got a new mixer in. And hopefully, by the end of next week, what's the holiday week, but soon, we'll have phone calls, we'll have guests, and it's going to be dynamic. Yeah, I actually spent the last couple of days eating Subway sandwiches and uncontrollably looking at pictures of naked teens and, wait a minute, all right, look, before you even write a letter, okay, slow down, read the news. Talk about Jared Fogel, Subway guy with the pants, that creep. Fogel's defense attorney, yeah, he was in court this week, had this guy by the name of Dr. John Bradford, a forensic psychiatrist who evaluated Fogel. He testified by phone on Fogel's behalf. Bradford cited Fogel's rapid weight loss as a trigger for his criminal activity. Here's a quote from the doctor. Once he lost weight, it seemed as though in a short time he had hypersexuality. He went on to say that these are brain disorders that can be associated with sexual drive. Well, here's more on that story and Fogel's sentence.
Was saying that Fogel knew that victims were minors here. He knew what Russell Taylor was doing as well, the former head of the Jared Foundation, and that Fogel had even met some of those kids. In fact, they said three of those kids in court here today. Now, Taylor provided Fogel with commercial child porn, with some victims were told as young as 6 years old.
Well, here's the thing, okay? The prosecution wanted 12 and a half years. I don't even know what the defense wanted, okay? But guess what? The judge gave him 15 and a half years. Good. What a sick bastard. Look, I love subs, and I've eaten a bunch of them in my lifetime. I've never had the urge to go to Chuck E. Cheese and jump in a bounce house. I never went to a clown with a foot pump that's making animals out of balloons and asked for him, you know, you mind making me an 11-year-old's pecker? Again, Fogel, who lost to 200 pounds on a diet largely made up of the chain's sandwiches, with more than 15 years in prison on Thursday for possession of child porn and crossing state lines to have paid sex with a minor. Thank God for that. All right, this is tough for me. One of the other reasons why I didn't put up a podcast much, I had a lot of doctor appointments this week, and anyhow, I saw the doctor that saved my life today. If you don't know the whole story, okay, here's the Cliff Note version. September 21st, I had a heart block. Heart rate dropped to 22. I died on the table. I left this world for 45 seconds, and this amazing person brought me back. He was honest with my mother that evening, and he said, look, he said, I can't promise he's going to make it through the night. Make a long story short, I was in a coma for 6 days. ICU for 3.5 weeks until they installed a pacemaker in me on October the 5th. As soon as I saw him today, I rose and I firmly shook his hand and I said, thank you for saving my life. And then I cried. This came out of nowhere. I couldn't help myself. And he said to me, he said, we had a lot of help from the man upstairs because medically there is no reason for you to be here. Now, regardless, I will never be the same. I will always have my twisted sense of humor, but the way that I think, the way that I look at people, has been changed forever. I just wanted to share that with you. And all right, let's regroup here and go on. One of the most memorable moments from the Oprah Winfrey Show was when Oprah kept shouting, "You get a car, you get a car, you get a car." Well, she did an interview with Entertainment Tonight, and she said there's a reason for this, okay? Because I thought it was just ridiculous. She said she had to shout it over and over because the audience members were confused. She said right before that moment, she told them to open their boxes because one person has a key. So she had to tell them all that each of them was getting a car. Here's Oprah.
I was saying that because people were screaming so loudly, they didn't know what was going on. And prior to that moment, I had said, open up your boxes, one person has a key. So when I looked at the faces of the audience, they go, but I have a key, and then she has a key. I thought I had the key. So that's why I said, you get a car, you get a car, you get a car, to try to clarify, because they all look so confused. Everybody gets a car.
Okay, let me be honest. I'm no Mensa member, but I'm in the audience. I open the box. I see a key. I know I want a car. Or I hit 7 on speed dial on my phone. That's my attorney, by the way. How did the rest of the audience not get it? So now the dumbest people in the world are out on the road driving a free car. Oprah, please. One more time for the chick next to me wearing a fanny pack.
Everybody gets a car.
Okay, moving on. A woman in Pennsylvania, the name, Michelle Leonard. All right, whatever. She got 2 DUIs in the same day last weekend. Here we go. She was arrested and released the first time, got a ride back to her car, and was still drunk when she drove it away. Then she ends up crashing into her neighbor's garage and destroying everything inside. Now, the neighbor, his name is Stanley Fisher. Gotta love Stanley. He says when he took Michelle's keys away, she said, I couldn't get another DUI because she already got one that day. Now, here's a very confused Stanley Fisher.
I looked out my window and saw a car fly by down my driveway, past my truck, heard a big crash, and looked out, and she slammed into my shed. Oh, you could smell the alcohol on her, and the ambulance people went in and said there were open containers in her car. She tried to back up. I stopped her, took her keys from her, and I told her to wait for the police. She said, I can't get another DUI. I said, what do you mean? She said, I already had one today. I was thinking, well, she was just drunk out of her mind, because nobody with any reason would do that.
Okay, Stanley, let me step in here, okay, and help you out. You live next door to a dumbass. Stanley also is extremely calm for having somebody drive into his garage and destroy all his shit. You should see me when I'm behind a car. I'm behind a car at the light, okay? It turns green. And if the jackass in front of me is playing Candy Crush, you got about 2 seconds between, hello, Horn City, I'm the mayor. Let's move on here. Hey, this is great. A Chicago parent, furious, and rightfully so, because her sixth grade student was asked to research Chief Keef for music class. Now, I need some help in my street cred. I thought Chief Keef was somebody in charge of, an American casino. And then I thought Chief Keef was the guy that led the revolution against Colonel Custard at Little Bighorn. He's a rapper, all right? Well, the assignment included questions like, who shot Chief Keef when he was 16? And at what age did he stop attending school? So this parent, the credit, I mean, my hat is on. I'm not wearing a hat. I'm not wearing pants. My credit goes to this woman who made a 45-minute video voicing her outrage, and she made some fantastic points.
There are a lot of children that have come through a lot of hurt and shame and embarrassment from home life, but they didn't go around talking about shooting folks. I researched this young man's pictures all on the internet. All I see is draw his pants hanging down, dreadlocks, and AKA 47s.
All right, you caught it too, didn't you? You were listening, right? Talking about an AKA 47. Is that like 45 plus 2 equals what number? AKA 47. Also known as 47. 53 minus 6 equals, I have an answer, AKA 47. Now, an AK-47 assault rifle. Place of origin, Russia. Even after six decades, the model and its variants remain the most popular and widely used assault rifles in the world because of their substantial reliability under harsh conditions. Low production costs compared to contemporary Western weapons, availability in virtually every geographic region, and ease of use. In other words, AKA fucking gun. You know, this next story, it brings me hope that there's still some good in this world. Okay. Don't get me wrong. I still think the majority of this world is evil, selfish, backstabbing, what's in it for me group of bastards. Go ahead. And feel free to put that on a shirt, by the way. A guy named Max Zer bought lunch for a homeless vet who asked him for spare change at a gas station the other day. I think we've all been there. We've been in this situation. We've been Max Zer. Then Max told the homeless man he would buy him lunch every day if he saw him at the same spot on his way to work. And the vet started crying and told Max that no one had showed him that much kindness in a long time. Let that sink in for a moment. Max took the guy to the drive-thru. He started filming with his phone when the order came up. Max said he did this because, and he posted the video, by the way, to bring awareness to the problems of homeless veterans. Listen to this.
There you go.
Thank you, bro.
No problem. Where do you want it to drop?
You can drop me off right here.
Right here?
Yeah.
I'll tell you this, okay? I go to work every day around 4 o'clock, okay? Now, if you meet me on that gas station, I'm going to buy you lunch or dinner, whatever you call it, okay? I just want to do something. And then maybe one day you get to your feet, just pay it forward, okay?
Yes, bro.
Take care.
God bless you, bro.
No worries. Give me a hug, man. No worries.
Don't worry. Nobody showed me this much kindness in a while.
Now,
thank you, Max.
Everybody deserves to be treated.
Thank you, brother.
It's just a small thing, okay?
You are a brother, Max.
Just a small thing.
Bless you, Max.
You're
thank
bad.
You. Thank you, Max.
You serve this country and you deserve better.
Thank you, brother.
You see, this is what life is about. Sharing and caring. Something that seems so little is actually a lot. Veterans. They serve and protect our country, or served and protected our country. They get in positions of danger, in positions that, quite frankly, they have no business being in. They return to the country that they protected, and they get treated like shit. Hey, I'm not making this. Why don't you take time? Talk to a veteran about trying to get an appointment at a VA hospital. This is a man that cried like a newborn because someone took the time to drop $6 a day on making sure he has food to eat. This is how I think differently. This is what matters. This is what we collectively need to do. Fuck that new couch purse. iPhone watch, you know what? Stick that up Apple's ass. Let's help one another. Let's bring back please, thank you, and you're welcome. It's not that difficult. Moving on. How do you follow that? Give me a second, all right? You see, I'm different. I would gloss over a story like this and think, No. I can't. But then, like I said, I still have my twisted sense of humor. Oprah, can I have a new car?
Everybody gets a car.
Okay. Spokane, Washington, that's where we're going. Joyce Cerruti got into an argument with her neighbor last Saturday after she saw him put trash in her trash can. She said, "Hi, what are you doing?" And then he barged into her house. So her husband, Carlos, grabbed his, follow me now, very important, replica Klingon sword off the wall. And he used it to scare him off. Carlos was actually arrested for it, and now he's facing assault charges. Oh, my goodness. Well, here's Joyce explaining what happened when the neighbor barged into the house and caused all the trouble. Here we go.
Our next-door neighbor was evicted, and he was throwing his stuff in our garbage can, so I went and got it. And I put it in a garbage bag, and I took it to him, and I said, "Junior, would you please not put your stuff in my garbage can?" I turned around, and he hucked the bag at me and hit me in the back with it. And then he started throwing garbage all over my yard. So I turned our door open, and Junior was coming in our house. So he grabbed that up there and tried to push him out. And he pushed him out and locked the door and told me to call police. It's crap. For the last 8 months, he's been escalating to more and more violence. And my husband defended us, and now he's in jail.
Okay, let's break this down. On paper, you feel for the people that had their garbage can trespassed upon. Now, myself, I would open that plastic bag and see what he was trying to hide, but you know what? That's me. Somehow in the conversation with the police, Carlos mentioned he grabbed a replica Klingon sword. Now, I don't know about you, but this item is not on my bucket list. Carlos also went on to admit this replica Klingon sword was proudly displayed and mounted on his wall. Why did Carlos not apply the Vulcan death grip to his neighbor until the police arrived? Perhaps the big bag of trash contained discarded tribbles that I'm sure Carlos would find a value. Or you know what? Maybe it was a key to a new car.
Everybody gets a car.
So a photographer asked Blake Shelton how his relationship with Gwen Stefani's working out. And Blake gave a very interesting response. All they would say, and I'm quoting now, "Going good. Good friend." There you go. If you don't believe me.
Going good. Good friend.
Okay, forgive me, I'm thinking out loud again. How many times do you have to be naked with somebody participating in coitus before you are a couple? If I'm Gwen Stefani, how does that quote make me feel? Because that's pretty much a guy talk for, and ladies, pay attention. Ladies, heads up, hot stuff coming through, here we go. That is guy talk for, I go drinking with the boys. If I haven't hooked up by last call, I've got Gwen's house, and then I could call her, go over there, and make her slippers hit the ceiling. Now, with most women, I find they don't enjoy being a human pincushion. You stick that needle in three times, and you better expect to have the talk. Now, the talk, let me explain the talk. The talk is simple. The female says, so where exactly is this going?
Oh, Jesus.
99% of the time, the guy says, well, I kind of want to bang you after last call. Now, if that is the response from the man, there is a 75% chance a drink will be thrown in your face. I know this. I've done the research. And I've worn the drink. And let me tell you something. If you have a drink thrown on you, you can never fire back. You just stand there like a window that's been pressure cleaned, waiting for a squeegee. Let's move on. Squeegee is a funny word. I don't know what to say other than professional entertainer and Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump called a heckler. This makes me laugh, all right? Seriously overweight. This happened on Wednesday after the man interrupted his speech in Massachusetts. Basically, he said, we got 93 million people out of the labor force. We've got 50 million people in poverty. We have 43 million, and now it's actually going to be probably closer to 50 million on Trump, on Trump stamps, on food stamps. And then at that moment, okay, a man in a light-colored jacket started heckling Trump. Though what he said is inaudible, security guys threw him out, and Trump just buried him. Again. Listen to me. People. Never heckle anyone that has a microphone. Here we go.
50 million people on food stamps. And I'll tell you what. If we had a real... Hello. You know, it's amazing. I mentioned food stamps, and that guy who's seriously overweight went crazy. He went crazy. Amazing.
Trump's a racist! Trump's a racist! Trump's a racist!
All right, thank you. Isn't a Trump rally much more exciting than these other guys?
Yes! Yes, it's nonstop entertainment. And here's the thing, all right? The more of these terrorist attacks, the more his mantra of closing the borders becomes a priority. You're not going to out-Trump Trump. Seriously, I mean, let's listen to this guy again.
Trump's a racist! Trump's a racist! Trump's a racist!
Okay, so, I mean, let's be honest. Do you think that that guy is going to be asked to be on the panel of Meet the Press? You know, here's the deal. Give that guy a megaphone, send him on the road with the carnival, and have him try and convince people to come in and see the bearded lady and the lobster boy. All right. Lastly, a woman in Jacksonville, Florida. Yes, Florida. Shopping at Walmart. Oh boy, here you go. We got the perfect combination right now. And a guy ran up and he hit her with a pillow. Now, he told the police that he always does this when he's trying to meet people. All right, the woman's name, Miranda Marr. The pillow was still in a wrapper, so it left some scratches on her back. She's planning to press charges. Let's listen in.
Well, and I just hear, like, somebody running, and before I could even turn around, he smacked me really hard with this pillow. And then I was like, okay, that's not really cool. And then he laughed again. It really scared me. Like, I was alone at Walmart at night, and then this man just comes up and hits me and stares at me. You know, it kind of makes you feel like what's going to happen next.
Oh, dear God, my head hurts. All right, a couple of things that I think that we could make a sweeping generalization about. Number one, the term hitting on someone is not to be taken literally. Number two, he could have hit her in the mouth with a hammer, and there would be no damage to her teeth. Teeth in Walmart are like the Wizard of Oz. You can't destroy what isn't there. Can we not just shake hands with Oprah? Oprah, can you solve this?
Everybody gets a car.
Okay, there you go. We are absolutely done for Danny Land, the weekend edition. Thank you. Hey, look, I'm serious. Thank you so much for listening. Do me a favor, okay? Share this this podcast with other people. And I'm so excited. The new microphone arrived. I got to go to Guitar Center and spend money that I don't have and buy all these kinds of crazy. The podcast is going to be bigger. It's going to be better. There's going to be guests. There's going to be phones. It's going to be what commercial radio used to be. And that is freaking creative. All right. And that's you talking to me. That's me learning from you. We're going to laugh. We're going to cry. We're going to react. We're going to participate. We're not going to do this. You know, don't get me started. You know what, though? I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to play Christmas music from now until April. Yeah. I think that's what we all need to do. We all need to hear Christmas music before Thanksgiving. All right, I'm hiding my guns. I'm going to bed. Be my friend on Facebook, Radio Danny. All right, got that. On Twitter, it's Danny Check. I'm a Polack, so I got to spell it for you. D-A-N-N-Y, C like in Charlie, Z like in Zebra, E-K. You can respond, the feedback. We love all that, okay? Have a great weekend. And again, thanks for being there. Be kind to your neighbor. Do something different. Please, thank you, you're welcome. Let's bring it back.
You have just experienced the truth.
What an incredible night this has been. What an amazing journey we have all been on.
Be Danny's Facebook friend at Radio Danny.
I'm going to go out and do a little cowboy.
He'll be sure to send you pictures of his wang.
Get your hand off my penis!
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
A bong. Bong, that's a pipe used to smoke marijuana.
That's like an alarm clock. Woo-woo!
This is Danny Land.